Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We pray, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but to thy name be glory, because of thy mercy and because of thy truth. Amen. Many ways, when I heard of this pericope for today on Zacchaeus, the first thing that came to my mind as a child growing up and hearing the song about Zacchaeus and the kids going, come on down, you know, from the tree. I finally found someone who remembered this song right before the service today. And in effect, it reflects the very narrative of this pericope, the events that have taken place. As we take a closer look at this pericope for today, we see that it is a bit of a sort of a discourse of the Christian life. It depicts the journey in which we take and the life in which God has given us from above. We see Zacchaeus as he climbs up a tree. He climbs up the tree with anticipation. In anticipation, the Lord will pass by. He goes up into the tree, perhaps to see, perhaps to hear clearly, as the Lord would speak his words passing by. He goes up with an anticipation. He lives with anticipation what is to come. This depicts very much what the Christian life is all about, is anticipation of what is to come. Without anticipation, one can hardly call oneself a Christian, because living with an anticipation is a very defining point of who we are and what we have become and that in which we are to receive for now and forevermore. As we enter into the sanctuary of God, we make confession of a certain life as we confess our own sins, but only anticipate the words of holy absolution. We make confession to our God in the words of Nicene Creed, and we go through very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance the Father, but defined through all the words of confession, the clear testimony of who Christ is, the very substantive message of I look forward the resurrection of the dead and life of the world to come. We live with an anticipation. We say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. In other words, we anticipate the Lord who passes by, the Lord who comes, the Lord who gives of himself. As we live that very baptismal life, as we hear from Paul, as we die with Christ within him baptism, but to anticipate, that is to say, to rise to the newness of life. We go from there to the preached word that pierces and examines the heart. Zacchaeus is proclaimed as one who is a sinner, as we read today, who is called down from the tree to the Lord. From the beggar in the previous reading, now to the rich Zacchaeus, Luke identifies the very nature of the richness of this world to that of the richness defined from the kingdom of heaven. Zacchaeus thus speaks of this new life. He speaks of giving up half of his goods to the poor and gives to those who he defrauded fourfold. The character of Christian life, therefore, is one of poverty, but not merely poverty, that is to say, to be poor financially, but the poverty of one of self-sacrifice, of the giving up, the one that gives up for the investment for the greater life from heaven. This life is characterized and received in Christ, both in our Lord's poverty as well as our Lord's richness. Gregory speaks of Christ in these terms. He who makes rich is made poor. He takes on the poverty of my flesh that I may gain the riches of his divinity. He who is full is made empty. He is emptied for a brief space of his glory that I may share in his fullness. What is the wealth of goodness? What is this mystery that surrounds me? I receive the likeness of God, but fail to keep it. He takes on my flesh to bring salvation to the image, immortality to the flesh. He enters into a second union with us, a union far more wonderful than the first. Luther expresses this life, the state of poverty of this world, but the richness of heaven, as he said in the many books of things that he said before he died, Wir sind Bettler, hoc est verum. We are beggars, this is true. The life we live now is one of poverty in this world. Not only that poverty in which we experience within the depravity of our own sin, but the poverty of life in which we give up of this world for the greater life which we have received from heaven above through His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. For the richness is that of His kingdom, as our Lord gives of Himself for life now and forevermore. The loss of living out this last chapter of life in the death of Christ with the anticipation of the resurrection at the Great Supper means a loss, the poverty of the heart before the riches of this world. But the Lord comes to Zacchaeus' house, that Zacchaeus may dine with our Lord and the Lord may dwell in His house forever. For today, dear Christian, salvation has come to God's people, to the house of Abraham. Today, salvation has come to the house that we may rejoice in Christ. For He comes to us. He comes to us bearing gifts of the jewels of the Christian faith, as He bestows upon the forgiveness of sins. And where there is forgiveness of sins, there is life and salvation. Glory to His holy name. In the name of Jesus, amen. The peace of God which passes understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.